Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's a Friday. That's right. It's basically the weekend right now. So congratulations on making it to the best part of your week. Let's start off today's episode on the right foot with shoutouts from my awesome fans. Troy Shaw for your constant support, mate, and attention to detail when it comes to audio. Thank you so much. Arkan Brother for your great Tale Teller stories, ongoing support, and hilarious comments. I appreciate them, mate. Sin, thank you for your yokai research and your ongoing support. Thank you so much. Katie Sturgill, for your support and likes. And if you enjoy these stories, well, you could also check out Katie World XYX on YouTube because she has her own awesome channel with narrations of scary, creepy stories. So check her out as well. Wee Woo Wee Woo, thank you so much for the likes, support, and Sharpest Attack hearing. I appreciate you letting me know, just like Troy Shaw does, it keeps this channel's quality in line. So thank you. Patrika, welcome mate, and thank you for your support. Nelson Brake, thank you for your support mate. The Mad Catter, who is a fantastic voice artist, be sure to check out his channel on SoundCloud as well. Anna Quartermass, thank you, and you have an awesome name. Mornoir, thanks buddy, cheers for your support and listens mate, I really do appreciate it. And Stereo House, thank you for the follow. And lastly but not least, thank all of you, the awesome fans and new listeners for listening. Now, I'm going to break this happy mood, or my normal general happy mood, with some real talk. Today's episode is intense, a story that to me is a bone chiller, and very real, one sent to me personally by Forsaken X. So I did my best to treat the content with respect and titled it, My Friend Nick Will Be Remembered. As this is a true story that has happened and lives are affected, I'd like to warn people up front that there is violence and involves real death in this episode. If you do not wish to be exposed to this, this is your chance to listen to previous episodes. Of course, this is considered explicit content and should not be for young ears. The language itself isn't explicit, not really. It's more that this story did take place and a person's life was lost. So the fact that it's real with real people involved makes me want to be even clearer with you all about the seriousness of the tale. So on this, if you're still with me, turn those lights off and get ready for something all too real. As in my previous story, this occurs in my state of origin, Texas. This is not at all a paranormal story, but one that proves humans are capable of being as terrifying as the paranormal. My story begins in a part of Texas called Wichita Falls. My name is Andrew, and my friend's name that I was with at the time, we'll just call him Nick. We were hanging out on what was supposed to be a normal day. But what would happen on this day would change many lives forever. Andrew, what's up? Nick exclaimed.
Nicky, what's good in the hood? I answered back.
You are the only one who can get away with calling me Nicky. Cause if you were anyone else, I would have popped you in your kisser. I chuckled a bit and then said,
yeah, I know.
So the day pressed on and we went about our weekend routine. We were driving around in my truck in downtown Wichita Falls and we decided to grab a quick bite at the local taco shop. The place was called The Taco Hut, and they sold excellent tacos. Anyways, Nick asked what we would be doing later, and I mentioned going to the movies. And he said,
hell yeah!
The year was 1996, so the movie Scream had hit theaters, and we knew we needed an adult to get into the movie. So, we called Nick's brother Mike, who was 20 at the time, and asked him if he could get us in. Mike was good with it. On one condition. His girl wanted to see the movie as well, so if we pay for his and his girl Mary's ticket, it's a deal. So we said that we're good with the setup and went about our day. Next stop was the gas station. We pulled into the 7-Eleven and got out, paid for the gas and drinks, and pumped the gas. This moment would begin the spiral into what would become another tragedy in my life. A black car pulled next to us, and then slowly rolled the window down. Mind you, in these days, gang activity was at its peak at the time. A guy with a blue bandana tied around his face, like your cliche gangster, spoke.
"Hey, little homies, what's that your claim?"
For those not familiar with gang lingo, that means are we affiliated with any gang or such? As always, we were used to this kind of crap, so we quickly answered back,
"Nope, we don't associate with punks and cowards."
The guy proceeded to pull a gun. This kind of crap was common in those times in Texas. We began to laugh and pulled out our own pistols from our waists and told the dude, "Oh yeah, we got heat too." Again, for those who aren't familiar, heat means guns. At that time, we adamantly carried 38 caliber pistols. The driver tried to get in on the action. Nick pointed his gun at him and said, "If you're feeling froggy, homie, jump." The driver backed down and the guy in the passenger seat lowered his gun. Before they drove off, the guy spoke these words. "You think you're tough? No worries, little homies. We'll be seeing you again real soon." Of course, Nick and I had heard this kind of crap before, so being scared didn't even register at the time. So we got to our homes, showered and changed, and I go pick up Nick, Mike and Mary. We are all laughing and cutting it up, and we tell Mike and Mary the story, and, just like us, they laugh it off. Threats like that were commonplace. We get to the theater, Mike gets the tickets, we buy popcorn and drinks. We go into the theater that's playing Scream and take our seats, watch the movie, and enjoy it. We leave the theater and drop off Mike and Mary, and Nick and I decide to go for a late night cruise around town. If only we had just stayed at Nick's house instead of cruising. So we start driving around, just laughing, talking, and listening to music on the radio. I begin to hear a strange noise coming from my truck. So we pull over in an old abandoned parking lot. We both get out and begin inspecting the trunk. We hear shouting and gunfire from across the way, but ignore it because it's common. We continue checking the truck when all of a sudden, I hear a bullet whiz past my head. I look at Nick and he shrugged and gave me a puzzled look. I hear another one and realize this is no accident. As we draw weapons, I feel something hit my leg. It took me a few seconds to register I had been hit. I remember saying, "Crap!" and falling to the ground in pain. I began to return fire, shooting under my truck. I hear more gunfire, shouting and footsteps scurrying towards us. I hear Nick yelling and hit the ground. I then hear the most bone-chilling voice say, "I told you we would be seeing you soon." Then I hear a big boom, and Nick went still. I was on the opposite side of the truck and I see feet shuffling. I fired a round into the foot, and the person began to hobble away. I began to crawl over to Nick, and to my shock and horror, half of Nick's face was gone, and he was still alive. I sat against the truck tire and held Nick in my arms. He couldn't talk, but his remaining eye told me what he was going through. I held him close, and I told him it wasn't going to hurt anymore. I reassured him I would look in on his family. He died as the ambulance arrived. They took me to the hospital, took the bullet out of me, and patched me up. As for the other guys who shot us, the guy who was in the passenger seat shot the other guy, fearing he would give him up for a plea bargain. The police ended up shooting the other guy when he thought it was wise to shoot at the cops. Saying goodbye to Nick was hard. I played "Say Goodbye to Yesterday" by Boyz II Men at the funeral. Nick's death sparked a very bloody family war. I never got involved because I wasn't about that kind of life. But in the end, there is no real moral here because we as people are still killing each other. But I will say this, why can't we be at peace with one another? Life is too short to be so divided. My goodness. Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope I did your story justice. I had to stop after reading this one because it took the wind out of me. It wasn't until after that I processed it all, and I really felt the weight of losing someone. My heart goes out to you, mate, and ever thankful for you and sharing this. It's one of the only times where I hope you don't have any more of these stories. But if you do, and you are willing to share, please let me know. Thank you again, Forsaken X. Okay, Tale Tellers, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, and if there's one thing you can do to help me out, and to spread these stories around, is share me with the people you love. If you think someone might like to listen to something creepy, freaky, or scary stories in general, and in this case, bone-chilling real stories, send me to them, and I'll distract them for a good while. If you can manage to help me spread the word, it just means more people can hear these stories from all over the world, from so many different authors, for free, just for you. And on that note, Tale Tellers, you know what time it is. This is the place where stories live, and you Tale Tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.